For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Fire ants are a perennial problem in the South and in South Carolina. The stinging pests can be merely annoying for some, or they can cause property damage and even death if a human has a severe allergic reaction to their bites. In the field, South Carolina has about 50 to 80 fire ant mounds per acre, according to Clemson Extension agent Vicki Bertinalli of Aiken County. But strangely, she said, in South America, where the ant originated, there are 5 to 7 times fewer fire ants than there are here.
But in South America, they've got a number of viruses. They have nematodes. They have biological control agents like the forage fly. And then they also have some other ants that can enslave them and parasitize fire ants. And so they have a lot more tools in their toolbox than we have here in South Carolina.
Bertinalli said many people think they have fire ants when they may not. She described a typical fire ant mound.
It's got a hard crust on the top. There's no holes in the top of it. The exit and entrance tunnels are actually around the perimeter of that mound structure. They're not on top of it. So if you find a mound, maybe a smaller mound, just a couple inches across, and there's a hole in the middle of it, looks like a volcano, those are probably not fire ants.
According to former Richland County Clemson Extension agent Tim Davis, research revealed the damage done nationally by fire ants is significant.
And the number that we came up with on that was a total of about $6 billion a year. And that's management, that's damage to equipment, that's impacts on recreation and tourism and all those kinds of things. So it took into account a lot of the various factors and some of them that we might not normally think about.
There is help for people with fire ant problems. Both agents have tested fire ant baits for national companies, and Bertinalli said they are an excellent defense against the ants.
Baits are safe, they're effective, they're cost efficient for the homeowner, they're easy for the homeowner to put out. And we recommend treating late May, early June, late September, early October, because you're trying to target mating flights. Whenever you treat twice a year, every year, you tend to keep your fire ants down to where it's, 80 or 90% efficacy.
Davis recommended putting out the bait when the ants are foraging for food. Bertinalli said an easy way to determine if they're foraging is with a potato chip.
You can use a potato chip test. We tell people to take a regular greasy potato chip, put it out, leave it for 10 minutes, and come back and check it. If there's fire ants on that potato chip, you know that the fire ants are foraging and you can put your bait out.
Another potent weapon scientists use is a small South American fly that has a unique way of dealing with fire ants.
And what these flies do is that they lay their eggs inside the fire ant's thorax. The egg hatches, the maggot moves up into the fire ant's head, it eats all the head contents and it kind of turns into a zombie ant. And then whenever throughout its development, it'll secrete an enzyme, the fly does, and it'll make the fire ant's head fall off.
More than just killing ants, the flies disrupt their foraging and starve them to death, said Bertinalli. As good a weapon as the flies seem to be, Davis said there is no one solution to the fire ant problem.
It's a bigger picture than just that one puzzle piece. So we're working with the one puzzle piece and hoping that, someday we can add some of these other pieces where it's appropriate and where it makes sense and where it's safe to do so.
Davis said sometimes one needs a hammer, sometimes a saw, but reducing the number of fire ants is a matter of using the right tool for the particular job. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.